more in the OT winner. I mean, every NHL player has that feeling.
Blues have the puck. Thomas off the wall. Shoots, and it's in. They score! It's the St. Louisan. Pat Maroon. Bring out the Zamboni. Pat Maroon just put the city on his shoulders, and he saves them to the conference finals.
I'm a hometown hero, baby!
To do that with my hometown, if I ever get to hoist the cup with my hometown, you know, that'd be one of the coolest things of my life. That would go down in the history book to do that.
They did it! It's over! The game is over! The series is over! The wait is over! And the St. Louis Blues are the Stanley Cup champions for the first time in franchise history!
Put your glasses up right now, St. Louis! Look around right now! We're Stanley Cup champs, baby!
Joseph to the attack, over the line with Maroon in front, scores! Pat Maroon has tied it.
The Lightning have done it! They have done it!
They have gone
back to back!
Here's a guy that has a lot of experience doing this. Third straight for Pat Maroon.
And we welcome in three-time Stanley Cup champion, Pride of Oakville, right here in St. Louis, Pat Maroon via the Brown and Crouppen celebrity line. Pat, thank you so much for joining us. Congratulations on yet another cup, three in a row.
Oh, thanks, fellas. It's amazing, but I'm hurting today, fellas.
Okay, so Patty, that's where I was going to go. You know that's where I was going to go is, one, first of all, how's the hangover, or have we even hit that state yet?
I hit it yesterday when I got home. I was in the hot tub and I looked at myself and I said, I think it's time to go. I think this is where I hit my mark.
Did the hot tub have a lifeguard, Patty?
Yeah. McDonough was holding me up. We were holding each other up.
That's incredible, man. Well, look, like Anthony said, congratulations on a three-peat. And before we get into some of the other fun stuff and whatnot, just like right away, did you ever truly imagine a scenario where, one, you'd be the hometown hero in St. Louis, picking up the cup, and then winning back-to-back down with John Cooper in Tampa Bay? I mean, this has to be more than surreal for you.
Yeah, I mean, it's an unbelievable feeling just to win one. And now a lot of people, like I always talk about, don't have the chance, you know, just to get to the finals. And I got to the finals the last 3 years and have been blessed to win yet another Stanley Cup that, you know, some people dream of their careers. Obviously, like, you know, you playing a long career, Ribs. I mean, some people don't even, you know, have that opportunity. And for me, it's been truly remarkable. I kind of have done it with my, you know, the support system from family, friends, you know, coaches, you know, players, team. It takes a team effort for everyone, and it's been a hell of a ride the last 3 years.
I wanted to ask you a little bit about that support system, because I saw a video of your mom chugging out of the cup like she's done it before. Was that the first time she did that, or is she old hat at chugging from the Stanley Cup?
I mean, she's drinking at her cup day, like the cup day, but our families, after we won in Boston, they couldn't come in the locker room after. So obviously we went on home ice and we got the families involved, and they got the chance. So there's a video of my mom and dad actually drinking out of it. So it was a great day.
Okay, so mom and dad got to drink out of the cup, but the big question is that anybody here in St. Louis will know why I'm asking this, and you'll know this too, Patty. Who's lifted the cup more since you've won it this time? Was it you or your brother Phil?
Well, since the last 2 years, it's probably my brother Phil. He's in St. Louis. He was trying to, every time I'd get in the parade, he was trying to take it from me. So,
Pat Maroon, Jordan. Go ahead.
So you know how that goes, Rivs.
Oh, yeah. Old Philly Phil. He's the man.
Oh, he's a piece of work.
Pat Maroon joining us right now here on 101 ESPN. Three-time Stanley Cup champion, all three in a row, obviously with the Blues here and then back-to-back with the Lightning. Pat, when you guys ran it back again this year, what do you think was the biggest challenge? I mean, you guys had the bullseye on your back. You had to go through certainly a gauntlet getting to the Stanley Cup and then obviously hoisting it. What was the biggest challenge of winning the second one with the Lightning?
I just think, like you said, I think, teams have to, beat the best to be the best. And I think there was a target on us that everyone wanted to play us, everyone wanted to beat us. And, everyone forgets we did play without Nikita Kucherov the whole year. And, we were worried that we might not even make the playoffs, right? That's our elite forward, our best forward. And he does a lot for our team. He leads. And our team grinded through a shortened season that was 56 every other day. But I think people forget that we just won two cups in under a year. So it's pretty remarkable. And it's been – we really haven't had an off season because of COVID. So, guys were worn out. Guys were tired. But it was unbelievable how we just came together and worked. And I think this one was for sure the hardest one to win. I mean, Pittsburgh did it, but the way we came out and played and how hard it was and the adversity we hit right before the season starts with Cooch and Stammer going down. It's been crazy. So, that's why we have character guys in our team. And that's why you need everyone. And it takes an army to win. So it's this one was for sure the hardest.
All right, Patty, so you've got three cups in a row. That means very little recovery time for your liver. But the last two cups specifically, look, the one with the Blues, it was in Boston, but it's well documented. You got to bring it home here, the massive parade. It was incredible. Then last year, you've got the Stanley Cup with no fans, and you guys had a great boat parade, which is kind of a tradition now in Tampa. You guys with Brady and Gronk, and you guys are all doing your thing down there. But this year you got to do it not just having the chance to go back to your fans, but winning it at home in Tampa. I mean, how sick was that?
It was sick. Like you said, Ribs, we won in Boston. It wasn't our fans before, and getting off that plane at, 5 in the morning in St. Louis and then the fans being out by our shelter airport, that was pretty cool. But I think, having that opportunity to win at home, a packed house, fans there celebrating, and they got to witness history. And it was pretty badass, to say the least.
Are you guys figuring out at this point now with back-to-back with the same team, there are new ways to celebrate? Because I feel like, I see you, first of all, you've got great hands because you can catch a beer on a boat like it's nobody's business. Like, are you figuring out new ways to do it and new ways to, because I think it means a lot to you to bring it to the people, because I saw you everywhere with the Cup.
Yeah, you have to bring it to the people. We have to celebrate. I think, that's why the Stanley Cup's the best trophy in the world. And when you got guys bringing it into the crowd and them touching it, that would mean more. For me, I look at it, and when you win, you want to include the fans, because I was a kid going to, the Cardinals World Series parades, and I'm up top, upper deck, and none of them would get off their boats and celebrate. You have to do that. You have to include them as much as you can. Go out to them, hug them, and high-five them, and have them be a part of it, too, because they're the ones waiting there for 6 hours waiting for us to come in, I love making it about the fans. It should be about the fans. That's the most important thing, and, that's why we play the game, for them, and they're the ones that are behind us all the time. So I think that's the best way to do it. And if you have the opportunity to do it with the Cup and bring it over to someone, and, it just makes their day, and it'll make you a better person.
Yeah, Patty, I couldn't agree more. It's so much more amazing to include the fans. And you've done a great job at that, man. Seriously, you've endeared yourself down in Tampa. I watch the fans and their interactions with you. It's not just because you're a great hockey player. It's because they love you. So that's huge for you to do that. But also, you talk about the Cup, traveling around and doing all this stuff. Patty, man, I think somebody's tried to frame you with that picture of you holding the dented cup. Everybody thinks you dented the cup. What happened, buddy?
Actually, you know what?
You don't have to tell me the real story.
No, I'll tell you the real story because I want people to know the real story. It was obviously raining and it was wet. I went to lift it and I went fat backwards with it. I slipped. And Phil held me up, and like the cup went back on its end, and like people are saying we disrespected the cup, such BS because if they had a half a brain, it's wet outside, and you think we'd be throwing the cup around? No, we didn't disrespect it. It was a complete accident, and we both got hurt. My back has been hurt all day today, But yeah, that's what happened. Nothing crazy. And, when the cup keeper said it's okay, don't worry about it. I'm sure there's way worse things that have happened to the cup besides me just falling. So they said it's an easy fix. And, the reporters were saying, oh, it's going to be on the IR for weeks. It's back in Tampa on Thursday. So quick fix. It wasn't even that bad. The picture looked like it was dented that bad. It wasn't. It was just a quick fix. So whoever framed me, and we were in the family section too. Like there's no fans around us. There's nothing. So it was someone in the family. So I don't know who did it.
Well,
but
Patty,
we're on to it. We're going to find them.
We'll find them.
We'll find them, Patty. Absolutely. You just point us in the right direction. We'll take care of that for you with the Oakville crew, okay? We'll get those people.
We need the Oakville crew.
Well, one thing's for sure. Look, I know that you would never purposely do that, so disrespecting the cup is absolutely ridiculous for somebody to talk about. And I can tell you this. Guys from teams before did way worse to that cup. That's why Phil Pritchard has a job now, is because other guys didn't treat it with the respect that you do. Last thing I got for you, Patty, is along with your three Stanley Cups and running out of fingers to put rings on and being friends with Gronk and having Brady down there, buddy, you're going to be a dad again. Congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm super pumped. We're having a baby girl. So
you're gonna love it, dude.
Me and Francesca are excited. We got the news this year, and you knew it was going to be a special year. Francesca's gone through a lot. Charlie Gito passed away, her grandfather, and we were trying for a while. Things weren't happening, and I'm just finally, we had some off. I'm just glad she had something to look forward to. She's, it's been a weird few years, right? So, but with Stanley Cups and celebrating, she's been a trooper. She's been dealing with me for the last 5 days. So I get back home and I have to stay better. I can't be going out. So
we'll get it. Yeah, get it out of your system.
She let me have my 5 days of freedom.
Yeah, now the shock collar goes on.
Yeah, now it goes on. Since she's pregnant now, you'll have to maybe grow up again. So, it's we're super excited. We're excited to grow the family. Anthony's pumped, and it's gonna be awesome. I'm certainly excited to have a baby girl. So I heard a girl dad's the best. So.
Yeah, I got two girls, Patty. You're gonna absolutely love it. It's a whole different ball game. But look, you're gonna do awesome at this. You're already an amazing dad. And I know Francesca's awesome with little Anthony as he's getting bigger too. You guys had a great wedding. Now you've got the baby on the way. You've got your three Stanley Cups, brother. I couldn't be any happier for anybody in the world except for you right now. Congrats, man.
Thanks, boys. I appreciate it. I'm supposed to give a shout out to my little nephew, Augie, and Justin. They're listening to the show right now. He just texted me. So, hey, guys, how are you? So, Augie's going to be pumped.
That's awesome. You know who just texted me earlier, Patty? Someone named Phil Maroon. He said, "Easy, big dog."
Is he asking you for something?
Not this time.
Oh, I'm surprised he's not in the studio interviewing me right now.
Hey, Pat, man, we appreciate it. Again, congratulations on certainly the Stanley Cups, but also becoming a new father, especially to a baby girl, man. As Rivs just told you, you're going to absolutely love it. Thank you. We rooted for you hard, and we can't wait to see what's next with you.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me on, and hopefully we'll have a parade this summer down Oakville.
Attaboy. Nice. I'm looking forward to it, Rick.
All right. See you, fellas.
All right,
thank
you, buddy.